Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday the 18th of April. And in the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. We can't cover all the details in those sermons, and so these recordings give a bit more information on some of the verses. We've reached chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 1 to 3 today. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. The beginning of this section, verse 1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, perhaps in the Greek would be better translated as, look, behold, with an exclamation mark, how amazing this is. Not only that we are called God's children, but that is what we are. In truth, the world doesn't understand this. The world doesn't know God, so therefore it follows that it won't know us for who we are, as John records Jesus speaking about in John chapter 15, verses 16 to chapter 16, verse 4, which you can look up. A Christian is always going to be going against the stream. Jesus certainly did. That's one of the reasons they crucified him. We're his followers, and that is something that we have to come to terms with. Today, at work, at home, in your neighborhood, you're going to be swimming against the stream, against the tide. It's part of what it means to be in God's family. He says that he's lavished his love on us. That's in the perfect tense. Something that has been done and settled, as well as something that with ongoing consequences and reality. It's because of the strength of God's love that we're able to handle going against the stream. He says that all that we are has not yet been made known. Well, we're going to be made and are being made more and more like Jesus, but that work is not yet finished. And we're looking forward to, in the future of our lives as we go forward, even today, that we'll become more and more like him, as it says here in verse 2. We shall be like him. I believe we're becoming more and more like him. Everyone who has this hope in him, verse 3, purifies himself just as he is pure. It seems that the false teachers that John is writing against appear to be emphasizing that all that really mattered was knowledge, and so the way you lived was not significant. For a Christian, it's important that we stay self-motivated in the area of purification, of growth, of change, of becoming more like Jesus. It's our personal responsibility to see to our own purification. To know God does not bring spiritual complacency, but a purity of life that we desire very deeply. It is, in Matthew 5, verse 8, the pure in heart who will see God. The fact that we're looking forward to a better day, mentioned in verse 2, doesn't mean that we're complacent now, or that we are not able to be better readied for that day. Indeed, that day that's coming motivates us to greater purity rather than less, because we are desiring to please him by becoming more like him, since that will be the upshot of that day itself. Yesterday I spent some time with a bride and groom-to-be preparing for their wedding day, preparing also for their married life. They aren't complacent because love drives them forward to want to learn about each other, to want to get better prepared for that wedding day and that married life. And it's like that with us. Because of the love that God has lavished on us, we want to prepare ourselves even better for the day when we'll be with him forever. I hope these thoughts are encouraging to you. If you want to find out more about our church work, have a look at our website, nwlcc.org. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 4. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.